With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with the Gloucester Fire Chief, Eric Smith. And Chief Smith, to say the least, an incredibly unusual and dangerous situation in Gloucester this weekend with a blade falling off a wind turbine that's, what, 400 feet tall?
Yeah, so the main tower is about 300 feet, and then you've got the extended, you know, reach of the three-bladed turbine that's up there on that rotor assembly. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, one of those appears, and I say appears because obviously whenever, anytime there's any kind of industrial incident like this, they have a lot of work to do as far as the investigation go and a lot of data that gets collected by their computers and whatever they have in place there when it comes to video surveillance and cameras. And, you know, they'll put all that together to come up with, you know, what happened and how do we not allow that to happen in the future. So, preliminarily it looks as if, you know, there was an event with the turbine. We don't know, you know, it happened overnight, obviously, and I don't even have really a timeline of what they have on their records for, you know, alarm situations and what data they pulled from their computer, because their focus was not, to spend time doing all that with their various vendors that handle that stuff. Their focus today was to make safe and inspect that tower for, you know, its mechanical and physical stability currently, so we could, you know, reduce the perimeter of our exclusion zone and our potential collapse zone. You know, it's one of the things that I insisted upon with them, and they had no problem with that. They understood fully. Their folks right from the beginning were like, listen, we don't believe we have a problem with the tower, the mast, whatever you'd like to call it, of their turbine. And I said, yeah, well, until you can put that in writing and do your full assessment, then we want to go ahead and err on the side of caution. I know what you're telling me, and I know your experience, but, you know, once you got eyes on it, then we'll go with that. From my perspective, we just need to isolate that area. Thankfully, it's a Sunday, very minimal impact, and that, you know, Applied does own a gateway pass-through to go from their property up top there in that industrial park down to Pond Road, and so they utilize it, you know, at their need, and they open that up for the general public to utilize it and open those gates up, so those businesses up there that are operating were less affected. So, and that's, you know, and that's created that secondary egress out of that, you know, commercial industrial area that we've looked for and wanted to do for years. So, Applied is, you know, the old Varian, the new Applied, however you want to look at it. They've been a great business partner in the city, and this turbine has been a part of, you know, their enterprise and what they've done, and they've done it very professionally. Unfortunately, they had an incident. These things happen in the power generating business and wind turbines. I think there was one that just caught fire after a lightning strike somewhere out Midwest, I believe. But, these things happen. So they will determine what was the root cause of this issue. And how do they not, allow that to happen in the future?
Chief, Varian / Applied Materials has been a wonderful partner in Gloucester for many, many years, employing so many people at so many different levels. But the wind turbine itself, I have so many questions, Chief. And one of the things, as a math teacher, one time I calculated the speed of those turbines out at the outer edge, because they're, I think the blades are like 120 feet long. They're huge.
Yeah, 120, 140, 50, something like that.
Okay.
I know the city's got two up there, different manufacturer, different size, different power generating capacity. But yeah, they're big, definitely big.
Yeah, and they move along. I think I did one time, I think it took 3 minutes to rotate one time, or even less than that, calculating that with the circumference and so on. And it came out to be an enormous miles per hour thing, which creates a lot of torque. So I wonder, Chief, from your perspective, you know, as a safety person, as a safety engineer, as it were, it's kind of, maybe they weren't rotating last night because, something that size with that amount of weight and the torque, it could have been a really dangerous situation, could it not?
Yeah, and so, I don't know all that much, honestly, about accidents and incidents of these things where they've had issues at speed, so to speak, failure of a blade. played at speed. And in this case, you know, our discussions with them, you know, the reality was is they had some alarming and alerting, and then when they went and took a look, they had a blade on the ground. So
jeez.
it appears, and the engineering side, you know, of their operation over there are all like, listen, we're not saying that the machine worked perfectly. Obviously, there was a failure, and a blade came out of it. That's just not supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely unacceptable, and we need to get to the bottom of that. But they were happy in the fact that that blade fell pretty much straight down from where its attachment point is to the ground, which is the optimal situation. As you just stated, if that thing was at speed and came apart, it would be a problem. It's still a problem, obviously, but it could have been a much more hazardous situation for people, property, and so forth. In this case, you know, it stayed right where that tower is and did minimal damage to anything other than that blade itself.
One of the things that happens, you know, in other systems is that, you know, there's a recall. Is there any talk of that, Chief? Because you've got two other turbines up there. They're of different manufacturer.
Yeah, the manufacturer of those turbines that are up there down the street are actually totally different manufacturers, different systems. So while, yes, they are big wind turbines, they are not the same equipment, even though they were manufactured in roughly the same time frame, if you will. They are not the same people that built them, designed them, engineered them. However, they do all operate very similarly. Right, and they follow the same kind of aeronautical engineering process to put them together. But in talking to the engineers there, they're pretty happy that their current assumption, and I say it's an assumption, but I think it's a bit more of an educated understanding of how those machines work and what the safety parameters do and what all these sensors and things do on those very sophisticated devices. Mm-hmm, right, so. Mm-hmm. This is a big, huge power generating thing. As you said, spins very fast. There's a lot of sensing equipment on those things for vibrations and things that are not compatible with this appropriate operation. You know, they know they have a big fan spinning around there, and there's potentially lethal consequence if it doesn't operate properly, has an issue like today. So. You know, they feel that their machine, it sounds like, operated and probably sensed a vibration or an issue and slowed that rotor down and got it to, you know, and turned the blade so they stopped catching wind, right?
Okay.
And allow that rotor to stop. And that they feel it likely did all of this as it's programmed to do automatically, and that its safety features functioned accordingly, and then fortunately, the thing slowed down enough and was probably stopped with the blade in question pretty much probably pointing down. And again, this is a lot of speculation and educated assumption, if you will, based on they have not pulled all the data and the records. They haven't done a full investigation. This is, you know, today was secure this windmill, inspect it, make sure there's no risk of it coming down or other blades detaching, and then worry about, you know, that deeper dive investigation.
Good to hear that, Chief.
Failure.
And from a fire department perspective, Chief, I know you've been here in the city for quite a while now and you have extensive experience. How does this stack up in terms of what you faced before? I've never seen anything quite like this.
Yeah, so, I mean, this would be, you know, something along the order of a high-rise fire. You know, obviously we don't have high-rises here in Gloucester of that height. And that, you know, size structure. So it's not, something familiar with this department specifically. You know, my previous experience, you know, we had 11 and 12 story structures and they were significant residential occupancies. And they're sprinklered and so forth. Some of them can be aged, just like buildings that we do have in town that are a little shorter stature, if you will. But once you get a structure that you don't have faith that it's going to stand up, that you need engineers and inspections to tell you that it's going to stand up, you know, no different than what they've seen with the issues down in Florida with the structures washing away and the lack of maintenance and repairs that had that, you know, catastrophic collapse of that big condo building. You know, these things happen. You know, when we build things, there's sometimes things happen to them, as it did here. Fortunately, the outcome of this one was not, you know, not with serious consequence to people.
Right. Thank goodness.
Or others' property,
yep,
other than the owner themselves, right? So this impacts the owner directly. It could have been catastrophic. Thank God it wasn't. But, you know, so our concerns from the fire department is always life safety and property conservation, incident stabilization. So those things went well for us. I mean, honestly, you know, we woke up this morning like everybody else, and it's like, oh, there's a blade missing. Let's go see what's going on.
Yeah, really.
Right? And because it's on their property and everything maintained and stayed within their property, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of alarms and whistles and bells going off directed at public safety, because they didn't have any injuries. They didn't have any,
thank God,
any major impacts on their property that really warranted our direct involvement and assistance. So our assistance, you know, was purely incident command and scene safety. They don't own the property around them. The city has to shut down the road. So we took those steps out of an abundance of caution until they got all those inspections.
All right, so bottom line, Chief, from your point of view, the tower is stable. And finally, Chief, what's the next step? How is the fire department or the city involved in this correction, this investigation, or whatever needs to be done?
Yeah, so as far as is my opinion, it's not really my opinion at all on if the tower is stable or not. I put that back on the owner of the piece of equipment to tell me that, their expert opinion. So I'm reliant upon them and their knowledge and expertise in that, and the fact that they inspected that tower today, interior and exterior, it required them to provide that to me in writing before I would reduce that area, that collapse zone that we had established that shut down Great Republic Drive today. So we just literally, within, I don't know, an hour or so, opened the road back up and reduced the footprint of that exclusion and collapse zone to just on AMAT's property, on Applied's property, which, you know, is again laid out by them and their engineers as to where they feel if the blades were to let go, because that is the only question mark that hasn't been fully addressed, is the stability of the remaining blades in that. So, you know, that is the highest risk point. They have assessed that tower. They feel there's no risk there. They feel there's minimal risk to the rotor and the blades having any further problems. But again, they obviously just had a major problem, and they're being cautious like all of us. So,
Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.